Hi, it's John here. I'm currently at Toddington Services, southbound on the M1. And so this is a bit of impromptu booing. I've just seen Barry McGuigan, the ex-world champion boxer. He was walking out of the gents as I was walking in. I did think of stopping him and telling him how I really enjoyed watching him beat Pedro Eusebio to win the world title in 1986 at Loftus Road. But I decided that surprising or accosting a ex-world champion professional boxer as he walked out of the gents at a motorway service station might not be the brightest idea in the world. So I just nodded vaguely in his direction, and he nodded vaguely back in mine, which was quite nice. Though if he had have blanked me completely, I don't think I would have taken the trouble to chase after him and remonstrate about that fact. I find motorway service stations quite fascinating, which is a very, very sad thing to say, really, or it sounds very sad. But they're great from a people watching and observational point of view. I often think, who are all these people? Why are they here? And where are they going? Which makes it sound like I've got some sort of life philosophical thing about the people who arrive and depart at these places. It's not that deep, actually. But I do wonder about things. I've mentioned in previous booths that every time I go in a motorway service station, which is quite a lot given the amount of travel I do, there always seems to be two large policemen in fluorescent uniforms sat having a coffee. So I don't know if they're a permanent fixture at every one. There always seems to be people in the amusement arcade who look like they should be at work. Blokes in suits, middle-aged blokes in suits who look like they should be striving in their gainful employment, who are spending the day pumping money in, I was going to say one-armed bandits, and not call that anymore. That's a real giveaway, that, isn't it, on an age front. What else do you always find? You always seem to find people conducting interviews in the coffee shop or the eating area, which must be a little bit disconcerting if you're sat there trying to make a pitch for your next strategic career move while all that's going on around you. I don't know if these people rent the tables. Obviously, I know that they don't. And the other thing that you always find is coachfuls of old age pensioners who disembark en masse, 50, and then swarm across the place like bumblebees. A swarm of old age pensioners. They come off these coaches and literally take over the place, get in the shop, start picking everything up and pouring it down. You're on a bit of a loser if you get behind them in the queue for the toilets because they swarm in there as well. But they all look like they're having good fun, which is a great thing. So I think motorway service stations are a great British institution, and they have a full cross-section of society. Well, nearly full. You don't get the top end of the bottom end. And I think they're really good if you like people watching. Right, that's it. Pit stop over, heading south. And as ever, I'll be you later.